my take of the current situation is we are playing for the end game now. This is the end game for Sisi. And it has been this way for quite a while. The fact that Edward Lowassa has been taken out of the race will definitely cause even bigger tensions and divisions within CCM. And it will surely put us in a much better position to win power in October.
There are suggestions that his exclusion from the nominees for the candidacy or the flag bearer of the ruling party, he could actually join the opposition front. Do you foresee this happening, especially when he has been a prominent member of CCM for all this while?
I don't see it happening. Frankly, I don't see Lowassa crossing over from CCM to join with UKAWA. Firstly, because he is not the type of politician who has the boldness required to cross over. But it is also a fact that if he crosses over to the opposition, there is no way he can be our flag bearer in the coming battles in October. So I don't see any incentive for him to cross over except for the maybe retaliation.
So what has been the reaction of your supporters, the UKAWA, as you call it, the United Opposition Front? What has been the reaction so far when news broke about this?
Well, I think our reaction has been very cool, actually very quiet. We have been preparing ourselves for whoever comes from CCM, whether it be Lowassa, whether it be, and whoever comes, we've been prepared. So the fact that it is not Lowassa does not in any way lower our level of preparation.
So what do you think your realistic chances are to winning power from the CCM candidate, especially seeing how powerful Lowassa was? He was drawing people from all walks of life. Some of us have seen the videos and the pictures of his attempt to win the flag bearership. Now that he's been sidelined, how confident is the opposition of winning power from the CCM, especially when the CCM has controlled the presidency since independence?
Our chances are very, very good. They were very good with Lowassa. They are still very good with whoever comes. Look, the measure of Lowassa's strength must first of all be measured from within his party. This guy has not been able to win, you know, the best five from within his party. The fact that he was drawing huge crowds, and we know the reasons why he was drawing huge crowds. This guy's campaign has been very well financed. He's been spending billions to get people on the streets, to get people to show support to him. But the fact that he's been sidelined tells you that the strength that was apparent was just that. I mean, it wasn't real strength. If he cannot win within his party, it tells you that he wasn't as strong as he appeared to be. But on the other side, for us, we have been preparing for the October showdown for the past 4 years. We have been our candidates for members of parliament, our candidates for councils, our presidential candidates have been on the campaign trail for the past 4 years. We have built very powerful structures everywhere in the country, and they are going to have a big say in the outcome come October.
And how united is the opposition in coming up with a single presidential candidate to face the CCM candidate in October?
We're in very good step. You can imagine we have four political parties that are part of this UKAWA coalition. We will always have tensions here and there. It's only to be expected. But the fact that we've been together the past 2 years tells you that this year is different. This year is completely different from the past four general elections.